Hello, everyone. This is Peter Grandich on Tuesday, April 11th at 2:30 p.m. on the East Coast. As always, this should not be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read my disclosures at the bottom of my website. We have some really, really good news. I'm not alone in it in regarding Arizona Metals. I have put two write-ups that have just come out at the bottom of this podcast. And the best way I could describe it is we had the first hole from the west target, which is three times bigger than the K based on surface and also geophysics, seeing very strong soil samples between 3 to 8% copper. There was an old mining adit from the 50s, so we knew something was there. Today's first drill hole is extremely significant as it confirms the geophysics and soil samples of the massive target that's likely coming from a big VMS system below. The hole ended in mineralization right on the edge of where they would see typically the big grades. Doing a wedge hole off this main hole so they can hit the new zone of interest much quicker than the drilling a new hole was a very good idea. Adding, I'm told, a second rig to the west so the pace of drilling and potential discovery can increase. Let's not forget the company is very well funded with over $50 million in cash. So with continued success here, they can easily ramp up the 4 to 6 rigs without needing to raise any capital. Any confirmation of this discovery and or the discovery that was hinted also in the recent central target first results would certainly, in my view, make the stock worth at least 50 to 100% more where it is now. Let's not forget just a few weeks ago, the stock was trading 40 to 45% below its peers and almost that in terms of its 52-week high. As I've told you, the mining shares are completely out of favor. Never have they been out of this favor compared to what the underlying metals are. You know my feeling about gold and copper. You know my feeling about this company from a geological standpoint. Now, the fact that they have not been a fairly promoted company may have hindered some of us that are already in, but those of you not yet in or fully invested, please note that based on this news today, I would say that this stock is the cheapest it's ever been relative to what we now know about the project. I think there's less risk owning this stock than any other time before. I think this was as close to as a discovery you can get. And being what we already know about this and always felt and knew that both the central and especially the western target should end up being a lot better than the K deposit. And we already know what the K is at. This is just really, really good news. And we shouldn't take too long before we get confirmation if this is a discovery. As one of the analysts wrote, probably by mid or no later than May, we'll be onto it. So I'm very, very happy. Give the company credit where credit is due. I've always said on the drilling side of things, they couldn't have done things better. I've never seen a better project. Yes, it'd be nicer if more people knew about it. But I can tell you right now, whether or not retail investors know about this now, I can tell you the majors know about it. This could be one of the biggest and best discoveries and projects in many, many years in all of North America. Please now have a most blessed Tuesday.